Hey guys, it's me, Val. Today I am doing another questionnaire because I'm bored and I'm over getting, like, I had a cold for the past couple of days. So, I haven't felt like making a real audio. So, I haven't posted anything in a long time. So, I wanted to post something to tide you guys over until I can make another audio. So excuse my sick voice. The questionnaire I'm doing today is the Just Because questionnaire by Lottie Squeaks. She made it 2 years ago, and I am so late to the party, but oh well, better late than never. There's 21 questions, so it's a pretty good size of questions. Oops, sorry. Anyway, let's get going. Number one, if you could change your eye color, what would you change it to? I don't really know if I'd change my eye color. I like my eye color. It's like a grayish blue. But if I could I change one eye color so I could have two different eye colors, I think that'd be cool. So I'd keep my natural eye color in one of them and then maybe change the other to like green or brown. I think that'd look really cool. Number two, what's something you hated when you were a kid that you like now? Something that I hated as a kid, but like now. Early bedtimes? Like, I like to go to bed early now. When I was a kid, I never wanted to go to sleep. I never wanted to go to sleep early either. So I remember, like, you know, the parents are like, okay, good night. And I'm like, good night. And I lay down and pretend to sleep for like a few minutes. And then I'd go and get like a book and read it under my blanket with a flashlight because I just did not want to go to sleep. But now I love going to sleep at like 8 o'clock or nine. Number three, do you think your personality matches the typical of your zodiac sign? Well, I love learning about the zodiacs and stuff. And what I have found is that you have a birth chart and you have different signs. When you're born, it's all about how the stars are aligned and how the planets are aligned. And you have different signs for just different aspects of your personality, I guess. And my sun sign is the Sagittarius. And I relate to that sometimes because, you know, I like to do new things and I like going out and having adventures and, you know, taking it easy, kind of go with the flow. But sometimes I find that I relate more to my moon sign, which is a Pisces. So like very emotional, intuitive and sensitive and stuff like that. But I think I do match the typical Sagittarius somewhat. Number four, if you could mash up any two fictional universes to live in, what would they be and why? I mean, I was gonna say, you know, Star Wars and probably the Marvel Universe, because that's like really expansive and cool, and there'd probably be a lot to do in those universes if you were like a cool superhero. Like, if we were just normal people in these universes, it would suck, because majority of the time there are like, you know, wars and like random alien attacks and, you know, a guy coming to wipe out half of the population just by snapping. So you could be that half of the population. So you know, I would like to live in it if I was like a super powery person, and then help like take down the bad guys. But if I was just like a normal person, I wouldn't want to live in that universe. But if I was like, if I had superpowers or something, you know, and could help the cool people in those universes, then yeah. So, but if that wasn't the case, then I wouldn't want to put two fictional universes together to live in. I wouldn't. like any fiction. Well, yeah, I'm trying to think, like, even Harry Potter, like, no. Because, like, what if you're just a muggle? You don't know what you're going to be. So if it's just you now in those universes, high chances you're going to die. So number five, if you were a superhero, what would your catchphrase be? Oh, God. Probably that. Or oops, because I make a lot of mistakes and I feel like that's it, you know? I'd be like a very awkward superhero. Probably like Spider-Man. But I can't come up with a really good catchphrase. Like, you're welcome. I don't know. Number six, what is your ringtone right now? Do you use custom ringtones for different people? Oh, my ringtone. Here, I can play it for you. Let me pull up my phone for a second. I don't have custom ringtones for different people. I used to a long time ago, but I've just come to, like, not care. So, there you go. Well, my text, like, my, you know, like, the text you get is, like, a Sailor Moon kind of sound. So, here, I'll play it. That's what that sounds like when I get a text. And then a ringtone I have is a BB-8 sound. Here, I'll play it for you. That's my ringtone. So, you know, just some very nerdy type things are my ringtones. But yeah. Number seven, give us a couple of dead celebrities who you feel went before their time. Dead celebrities. Let's see. Marilyn Monroe. Like, I feel like she shouldn't have died so early. Who else? Oh, right, recently, you know, the rapper Lil Peep. That was his name, right? Yeah, he died really young too. And that's all I can think of right now. I don't really like thinking about death. Number eight, what's one TV show you think needs to just stop already? I'm gonna get a lot of shit for this, aren't I? Okay, here we go. So I love Walking Dead, right? Like, I love it, but I feel like it's time to go. Like, it's been going on for a while, and I'm getting a little tired of it, and it just needs to stop. So there you go. Hate me. I feel the hate coming. I still love it, guys. It's still a great show. I just think it just needs, I hope it's ending soon. Number nine, have you ever met any internet friends in person? If so, tell us a memorable first meeting story. No, I haven't met any of my internet friends in person. I really want to, though. So, number 10, do you usually remember your dreams? Yes, I do. Like, it's something that my friend and I talk about all the time, is like, she doesn't understand how I can have such vivid dreams and remember them. And I wish I knew, but it's like a movie and I can just replay it in my head. It's so cool, but kind of scary, especially if it's like a scary dream and I think about it, it's like, yikes. Number 11, what's your favorite safe for work subreddit? Currently, probably oddly satisfying, because I just like looking at all the different things that are oddly satisfying. Like today, someone posted a picture of how they drew like the most perfect balloon on their hand. And like, you know, when people draw, sometimes it's never like neat or anything, but it was super, it looked like a tattoo, like, or like a stamp, you know, that you get when you go to clubs, like they stamp something on your hand that's like made with like a computer or whatever, like, you know, when they make like the actual stamp. I can't describe it to you, but it's so cool and like very nice to look at. Or like styrofoam dissolving in acetone. Like, I don't know why I like to look at these things, but it's so cool. Yeah, so I really like looking at that. And I also really like looking at mildly interesting Photoshop battles and cursed images are really great. It's really funny. I love cursed images. So, number 12. Have you ever seen a sex toy that made you think, what the fuck? Why does this exist? Yeah, like, I remember my friend wanted to go into a sex shop. So we went inside and I saw, like, how it could fit in a vagina or an ass. I don't know how. It was the biggest, fucking thickest, like, dildo I ever seen in my life. And I'm like, why? What's the point? It was so big. Like, it scared me. I was like, get that nowhere near me. Yikes. Number 13. If you could make a strip version of any game, what game would it be? And what would the take your clothes off win rule be? Let's see. Of any game? Any game? Oh, what if you did like, you know, the game Manhunt or like Tag or something? And if you get tagged, you have to take off the item of clothing, and then you just keep going until one of you is completely, I don't know, that's all I could think of, that's like, I don't know. Number 14, would you rather have sex in zero gravity or while suspended over a 1,000-foot drop? Oh no, in zero gravity, because like, at least you know you're not gonna like fall, you know, because you're floating. But over a 1,000-foot drop, fucking no way. No. What if, like, suspended on what? Like, what if y'all are just, like, kind of, like, I can't even think about it. Like, no. Why would you do that? Zero gravity, like, at least you could, like, be floating around and, like, you know. And then, like, I feel like that you have no threat there. Like, immediate threat. Like, suspended over a 1,000-foot drop, what if one of you, like, fucks up and then you fucking fall? Like, no. Like, is there anything underneath you on that 1,000-foot drop? You know? Number 15. On a scale of 1 to 10, how close to orgasm can you get without touching yourself? Probably just a 5. Like, I've never had a hands-free orgasm. But I know it's possible, but I can't get there without actually stimulation. Number 16, would you rather receive a striptease or rip your partner's clothes off? I'd probably rather rip them off. I for some reason, stripteases aren't that sexy to me. Like, they kind of make me uncomfortable because, like, just take your clothes off. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't like it when they're just, like, you know, slowly taking their shit off and, like, putting it on the ground or, like, throwing it. Like, no, let me just rip your clothes off. Number 17, what's something you do during sex that you honestly can't control? When I'm masturbating or whatever, sometimes I'll, like, shiver, like, my legs will twitch, or, like, one of my legs will, like, you know, close, you know, like, my thighs will start to shut together. That's something I can't control, like, it just happens. Number 18, tell us about a sex dream that you can remember having. Oh, my God. So I had a sex dream with one of my best friends, who was a girl, and that was really, it was good, but it was very uncomfortable when I saw them the next day, and I told them, because we're best friends, and she was like, oh, okay, so was I good? And I was like, shut up, but she was good in my dream, and she was happy about it. We still talk about it to this day, like, but it still makes me uncomfortable, because, like, that was so random, because, like, I'm not attracted to her in that way, so I just didn't understand. 19, what's the longest single sexual session you've ever had? The longest? Probably like an hour. Yeah. Not that long. Number 20. If you can reenact one sexy audio you've done with a partner, which audio would it be? Probably the friends to lover audio, because I really like that one. Even though, like, I don't know. I feel like that would be fun because it's like chill, but not chill at the same time. 21. What are a few things you usually end up doing right after sex? I feel energized sometimes, so sometimes I'll get up and do something, or depending on how it ended, I'll be really exhausted and just want to cuddle and sleep. Anyway, that's all of the questions. Yep. So thank you, Lottie Squeaks, for making this awesome questionnaire. Once I get over this cold, maybe I will post an audio soon. Or I can make an audio with my sick voice. And, like, you're nursing me back to health, and then you just fuck me in the bed, and you get sick, too, at the end. And then we're both sick and miserable. The end. or whatever. So I hope you're having a great evening, morning, or afternoon, whatever time it is where you are at. And I will listen to you guys later. Bye-bye.